מאיפה בריסו של אברהם אבינו? רצו בעצם פשוטים, יש שם. מה זה מאיפה בריסו? שאין לו רצו לימול את בריסו, את בריסו יפה, זה רשי סז. אז הוא נאמר, זה גן תמילו. Old fashioned, barbaric type of infliction of unnecessary surgery and pain on an 8-year-old baby in some dark ages.
Yeah, the kindest cut of all.
Dark ages. Somebody wants to run it on. The other pshat where there have been here, another Rishayim, against a person who was moil, who was nimal when he was 8 days old. But when he got old, he didn't like it. It was Moshech Ba'alosei L'chassus O'atok Nirek O. Two similar but different forms of the Tzad Shal Shabim for sure is that he doesn't want to have part of Brisa Shal. He doesn't see that concept very clearly, and he's not fair. He doesn't want to have. It's a mefibris. It's a mefibris means that a person makes a bris. That's a connection, a relationship, a special connection, a special union. Here there's a union between the Banishlam and Klaiso. You fall of a bris means a breakdown of that union. You're saying that every union, every acceptance of a pact always have two basic concepts to it. Number one is the chiyuvi, that I'm in a special relationship to the one that I have a bris with. Two is an exclusion. It's only us and not others. There's the insides and the outsides. Every bris, every convent has two basic aspects to it. That's the relationship between the two people that have the bris and the exclusion order that only those that are under this bris have this relationship, and those that are not under this bris are excluded, are not part of the relationship. A mefer bris is a person who is inside and he steps out. He was in and he stepped out. No, that's fine. It's off. A mefer bris is a person who was inside, but etzim is included in the bris, and he breaks down the boundary. This boundary that is inclusive, keeping the person in, and exclusive, keeping those others out, it bothers him. He's not being shmir in a bris. So the opposite of mefer, a bris requires shmir, and the opposite of the shmir is mefer. The boundary of the bris, the description, the gvul of the relationship and the exclusion is the essence of the bris, and the breakdown of the bris is a force of bris. Mayfair bris is the breakdown of the bound.
So both factors are
both
one and two. What? Both factors. He's not being sure he's being made for. First, the exclusion of others. The chiyuvim and there's no bris. So there's no.
Either way, it's a force of bris.
When we're talking about mefer bris, does this mean he has to do something physical?
Well, we said there are two problems. Either he doesn't want to maul, either himself or using, he doesn't want to maul a child, or he himself was gemaul, they didn't ask him, he was 8 years old. Now that he's grew up, intelligent, and developed, right? He doesn't see eye to eye with this thing, and he wants to be made for the bris. He wants to out himself from the bris. So, if we want to, we can split up the two mises, the two prokim and the shayim, at least two types of afaras abris. A person who doesn't enter, he doesn't want to be ma'al chadchila. So his afar is that he doesn't want that connection. In making a bris available, there's a possibility of creating a certain relationship. He doesn't want that relationship. He doesn't want to have. He doesn't want to be brought into that relationship. A mefer bris, a person that Ben Yenish tried to force a bris, a person who was gemalt, He's breaking down the boundaries. There's a person that's the exclusion order that's included in the bris. He doesn't accept that. First, let's take a bris that maybe we're more familiar with, hopefully. There's a bris nesun. Esh is bris secha, says in Rabbi. A bris nesun. You have, again, kedushin loshen chachamim. You have a kedushin loshen chachamim. If a person gets married, what did he do? Kaddish. Ishes and skadeshes. It's kehegdish. Also, kuli alma kehegdish. He's miyuchedet lebailo. There's a bris nesun that she's connected only with the Baal, and the Baal only for the husband, for the wife. And there's an exclusion of any outside relationship, any outside involvement in these koyches, outside of the bris nesun. That's what the bris nesun is all about. The person doesn't want to get married. There's one form of business. It's one form of a hefkeres of mafkiyat atzmat, the bris nesun. It says on an eved, he prefers to remain an eved, zilile, shchichile. Doesn't want the restrictions. Doesn't want chatchile entered into a specific relationship. He wants the open ended, all possible type of thing. The problem doesn't want to get married because he doesn't want to enter into a restrictive, specific, special relationship. A person who is married and is not showing that the bris in any form, chas v'shalom, amish, smooth, or Hashem thinks nothing high, also v'shalom says, any use of the koyches that were made to be used only within the bris nesun, that are used outside of the bris nesun, or at far of the bris, exclusion. They ask him, you want to get divorced? You're breaking down the boundaries, you want to get divorced? Chas v'shalom, you don't. You want a relationship? You want this relationship? What I should get? So I want to have the cake and eat it too. I want to have the special relationship. I brought my terms. I want the positive without the exclusion. I want to be able to have the miles of the relationship without the restrictions of the boundary that the relationship requires. Every involvement in this, for it to be a bris, requires both factors. Taking upon himself the relationship, and taking himself the restrictions of not going outside of the, whatever the union is of the bris, not going outside of those restrictions, because going outside is a breakdown of the basic bris. Going back to the Mishnah, in line of the Mahalchim, we were learning in Talmud. Basic Bilum philosophy is Shemayim Shemayim Hashem Alasal Sama Yodom. Who Kodosh? The Soul Kodosh. Yasku Vidorim Eilu. More said. The Bris, in the Nakuda of the Bris, is something that very connection of Elokus, godliness, to this nakuda of the body, this nakuda of human function, this nakuda of human existence, is unacceptable ikroni to do. You can't do that. How can you take, this is the absolute form, the aftipus form of taking kedusha and implanting it on lishitosa, implanting it on, not Betsy, much worse than Betsy, implanting it on as low as the sheirish of Tumah. Okay. So he's not going to mow. He can't mow. Taking the Shem Shemayim, taking the Ois Bris Kodesh, putting the Eber HaKodesh. It's still in definition. He'll give a whole shiur in his base medrash. Explain that you can't do that. It's ridiculous. Since it's ridiculous, then all of the lower levels, there are much lower levels of reasons why people are made for bris. Some idiots who are made for bris don't want a mouth. It's not like we were talking before. It's not, they think it's barbaric, it's old-fashioned, what kind of thing is this? Little babies crying, everybody's making a party. This low-level, where does that come from? The shortage of all the low-level stupidities, the low-level hafores habris, and not wanting to enter, all comes from not seeing the ruchnius behind the gashmius, not seeing the connection between the ruchnius and the gashmius. If you take it purely on the surface level, without on the physical level, without having any connection in that level itself with dvarim gvoyim, it is a very weird thing to do.
It's like when it's
really a right and the only reason why I remember the first time that I was aiming on it, that it's weird if you look at it from that, but we don't think it's weird. And then you have to realize the only reason we think it's weird is because since we're 5 years old, we don't like to do it. It's just like what everybody does. So it's got to be okay because that's what everybody does. But think about it for a minute. If you take out any musogim, right? You can't bring into this thing any ruchnius. You take an 8-year-old baby, who's because she, what? 8-day, what is it? 8-day-old baby. 8-day. 8-day-old baby. And publicly, without any what is this? Very weird thing to do. So they start telling you, well, maybe even the scientists say that there's advantages of it, and health reasons. There's time for that. And it goes up. Well, he's a big boy. He'll do what he wants. He does what he understands. There's doctors in all the hospitals. That's why they do these things. Well, you know, you do it at 8 days, and 2 days later it's finished. You know, you can do it till he's older. So that's more difficult. So I might as well get over with now. All of these types of svar, all this level of svar, only have room. All these ideas, all that only have room. And a person, ikroni, can't see in the physical the ruchnius. Can't see in the physical. Can't see beyond the physical. And if he wants to see something that's beyond physical, he wants to see it in a temple. He wants to see it in some dramatic religious setting. One of the Sholshim of the Lodge Zohar, that they wanted to split the, like we were talking about, that we wanted to split the Ruchnius and the Gashmius. If you want to talk to me about Gashmius, then Gashmius. Ruchnius, then let's have a scene, let's have a temple, let's have a priest and some smoke and sacrifice or something. Let's have some show that goes along nicely with it, that makes it a religious experience. But what kind of religious experience is this? It's cutting off the oil of the ritual thing. What is that? Be'eme, Hanifa, Habris, Be'eme, Abdulam, Be'etalmido, that have disrupted this connection, he can't pick up. So he's not going to mind. Another aspect of the same Shita was the Gemara that, it's not well known, I forgot who it was, one of the Roman Mishraim. Because he asked Rabbi Akiva, he says, "Who's ma'isim better, people's or the banishers?" You want the chappi? Yeah, I'll show you that person is not good. You know why? How the banishers made the person? That person was a model. So who are you? Who do you think you are? I mean, what are you coming to improve the banishers? You're going to one up the banishers? You're going to do beyond what the banisher makes with oil? You're going to make without an oil? Right. So Rabbi Akiva answered him. He says, "Vadi ma'isim all them are better. Show them a sack of wheat." Show them fancy cake. Okay. So I have them, right? I have them on the. What's the word? What's the thing? Be'etzem, when you disconnect the ruchnius and the gashmius, when you disconnect the elokus and the mundane, then why do you? He didn't know that. He didn't know wheat and cookies. He says, yeah, but that's not a kasha. Because the punishment is not involved with that cloth. That's all mundane. That's all gish. That's all Ha'aretz Nosav Ne'od. Ha'aretz Nosav Ne'od. That's the pshat. Here we are. Every generation we get better. Every generation we develop. Every generation we have it. Ha'aretz Nosav Ne'od. Ha'aretz Nosav Ne'od. But you want to do this in Yoni Shmaini. You want to tell me that it's better mitzad in Yoni Elohim. That's a bunny from that. That's his job. That's his chayl, right? He made it this way. Why are you doing it? Where's the better of it? The idea that there is hidden over here. It's not just the physical, that emotional gas, what you call that you can improve things. Improve things on the surface. That's not the kasha. And the answer Sholem was that the same way that you understand that the Vayishon gave over the world, the physical world, for human improvement, the Vayishon gave over the world of Elokus. The Vayishon gave over the world of Ruchni is also Yidei Elokus. The rules, there's a certain rule to the game. Right? But the etzem, tnu ois elokim, how much hashpah, how much hest upon them there is in the world, how much gilu upon there is in the world, how much good and how much bad that is available, that expresses itself, just dependent on that same. They gave it over to the keys of creation itself. To the gvul that it's given over to me. I give it over to me. The Eiver HaKodesh, where the bris is made, is a Eiver that has a yichud over every other Eiver in the world. Every other Eiver in the world is an Eiver that can create human life. Nothing else. There's no other way that you can make human life. This one can. A human life is not, it's not just another biological creation. Human life, well, it could be. Well, it could be, right? You can degrade it to be another cat. You can degrade it to, well, the cats also do what they do, and there are more cats. You can degrade it to that. Then there's no shaykh. What's there to do? Improve, disimprove. There's no shaykh. The concept that there are gimel shutim bottom, that there's a creation of a human being that's made with a chelik al kamimal. And then I do it. They're gimel shutim, and vada the Bereshim does his. Well, all of the what the Bereshim does is all dependent on me. It's all given over to my hands. The Bereshim does feed them myself. This is the ultimate connection between Eidom Hazeh and Eidom Hazeh. The connection between the Hoive and the Asid. The connection between the Koyve, Doris, Meresh, Elokus, Hoya, Havaya. Person in the Nakuda of Eiver HaKodesh joins in the Rebbeinu Shalom in Nitzchiyus Kapoyim. When a person becomes connected with the Seder HaDeiros, and he goes from a great-grandson to a grandson, to a son, to a father, to a grandfather, great-grandfather. You make a cheshbon, maximum 1,000 years. Ba'pi teva, each person alive today, let's say it this way. Each person alive 1,000 years ago is probably a father, great-grandfather of every Jew alive today. You can see that the probabilities are very, very high that anybody that was alive then is a father of all of Klai Yisrael, to a certain degree, to a certain fraction. It's a lot of other fathers of all Klai Yisrael. It's not just he has his one chain. He makes up the whole world. He makes up all of Klai Yisrael. He has his input in all of Klai Yisrael. Klai Yisrael is the whole world. It means that his mice, which are done in a normal, natural form, have a ramification for all of the ruchnis of all of the world, of all generations that come after. It's a pretty massive job to put on a little human being. How do we do that? How do we do it and succeed? How do we do it and succeed? The way that we do it is with bris. Right? We go hand in hand with the Rabbanu Shalom. Hand in hand. Zochu Shechina v'neihem, Yud by the Ish, Hey by the Isha. Right? Ish, Isha, Shechina v'neihem. Bris. The Nekuda of Chibur, in Ish the Isha is the bris. Shalosh. Ish, Isha, bris. The man carries with him in his nekuda of capability of connecting out of his immediate year frame, his immediate time frame. I only live now in my generation. But in this place I can escape the limitations of my generation. I carry with me in my genes, they call it nowadays. Right? I carry in me all of the generations before me, all of the Yerusha of the Maisa of Zechuya Yehovas, and I give over with this Maisa that whole Yerusha to all the generations to come. How do you do that? This chibur between Chelak HaKamal and the Baruch Shem. the chibur between Gashmis and Gashmis, the chibur between Elyon and Tachton, the chibur between the physical and physical with the Kodesh HaKodesh. That's class. The Mefer Brisoi of the Ben Elyon, the Mefer Brisoi of the person who's Moshech Olosai. Why are you Moshech Olosai? You're Gemalt already. What are you going to do? If there's any type of physical advantage in being not gemalt, right? this secondary surgery to full people, what are you doing that for? It's not mahachis. That's one trick. It's not mahachis. It's not cool. Holding the basic chat of it is that he's misbayish. He sees it as an ois kluin, as a disgrace. He wants to be upgraded in his mistaken eyes. He wants to upgrade. He wants to get out of the embarrassment of this relationship. What's his problem? There is another world outside of the Bishul Avinu. There is another whole world. There exists a whole world. That world, we have very nice names for it. We call it Tuma. We call it Snus. We call it Tintumalei. We call it Lichluch. We call it all of it Toeva, Erva. All of the names that describe a metzius of involvement in a self-destructive, purposeless, tachlessless, ugly, growing levels of dirty, pleasure-seeking, per se. That world exists. It's out there. There's the border that we talked about between the bris of the Avraham Avinu and those outside of there. It's between the clean world and the dirty world. Between the world of Elyonim and the world of Tachtonim. A person cannot stay par. Either he has to be Edmil Elyon, or he has to be Odom Miradom. If he doesn't want to raise himself up to the bris, to have this, especially in this Nakuda, this connection of Edmil Elyon, then it does two worlds. It's not Oilam Azeh Oilam Abo, that's a mistake. There's Oilam Azeh and Oilam Abo, that's on one side. And there's Oilam Ashekia, right? That goes in this world, Redifa Sataiva, and Oilam Abo, that's Gehenim, right? Heres Oilam Azeh and Heres Oilam Abo, or Oilam Azeh and Oilam Abo, those are the two choices. Either you can go the Oilam Azeh Oilam Abo path, or you can go the Heres Oilam Azeh Gehenim path. Those are the two choices. It's called Bechata, it's a Chayim and some Lovis. So Toyva Sarah Bachata Bachai. Those are the two choices. It's not choice of the same. A person who is Nimshach after the second choice, we would think that he lowers his head and shame. And he says, right, here's the light, this is darkened. But what can I do? I have a Yetzirah, I can't be aiming in it, and I'm neither from a Yetzirah, and I'm no good. If he has an embarrassment, it's an embarrassment klapei pnim. Lama ani lo kamo shel tzeichud. Why am I not inside shomer kamo shel? The meifer brisoi, which is probably the negiah of the sugiyos of Chanukah coming up. The Yevonim was when the tekufa in the Hellenistic sports stadiums is where the first Nisoyans that we know, the people were meifer brisoi as a shita. Yeah, that was a time when the people who were involved got involved in the sports stadiums of the Greek culture. It's called culture. And so they were embarrassed to be part of the other world, only part of the. A person knows what's right and knows what's wrong. He has the Yetzirah. He's Nimshach Acharav. He doesn't have it. So he's embarrassed. He feels dirty. He feels ugly. He feels lowered. So he tries to crawl up. He gets up, he doesn't get up. But at least he's still betoich b'yisur shel Avraham Avinu, that he knows what he wants and what he doesn't want. He has his problems, he better go get help. But there's a lower level. A Jewish heart is soft. To be a low life, it's fair to be a low life. It's a very unpleasant form of life. To realize that this is Tohar, this is Chaim, this is Toy, this is Eilam Hazeh, this is Eilam Abba, this is Ashrecha Eilam Hazeh, this is Teilach Eilam Abba, and I'm apart on that because of some Shemutz, because of some ugliness. A Jewish heart can't handle it. But he still wants it. Shmutz wants it. But to take it as Shmutz, to take it as ugliness, to take it as lowliness, to take it as failure. It's hard. I had a hard time. You can do that once, you can do it twice. Le'ovdu, already saw Yisrael, Avedazor, Elokitei, Lahat, Lemzai. When a person wants to be involved in the other world, you can't be involved with the Elohim. The ship is as tough. So what does he do? He looks for a sheet. He looks for an Avodah Zohar that makes it the modern way, the better way, the more advanced way, the more humanistic way, the more chleis. It takes different forms every time. All it is the ultimate meaning of the bris. I want to break down the boundary of the bris by saying recovering the oil, okay, you know, putting back the oil on. It's better that way. Why? I can't explain it to you. Why somebody should do this? I can't explain to you the logic that goes through a person's head. Baruch Hashem, not so decrepit. I can't figure it out. But we know in history that it happened. There were Yidden that were Moshe Cholosa. It means they were embarrassed. Why are you embarrassed? A person who's lowly in front of something highly is embarrassed. Person stands by Kodesh HaKadosh and Brisa Shavam Avinu, right? Stands in front of the ugliness and the lowing of Greek society, culture, right? And is embarrassed. Why am I so lowly? Why am I not part of the great wonders? And he's Moshe Cholosa out of embarrassment. Could be at the time that he actually does the Meshichas HaOlam. That's not the Nakuda of the problem. See what kind of decrepit so good. He had to get to, in order to come to understanding that Klai Yisrael is in the bush, that Brisa Shavu Avinu is in the bush, that the Chibur of Elyonim and Tachtoinim, the Chibur of Kodesh Kedoshim, the Toicha Odom Be'atzma, the bush. This has to be rotten. This has to be so involved and so emotional. Tzadara, that he's gotten to a point that it's, either he has to be Chazorboy, he has to be Chazin Umutok, he's going to ask him to shita. So much ugliness he can't take. He has to turn around to a shita, and once he's developed to a shita, he's embarrassed, part of those old fashioned. Magal upon the Torah is another form of the same thing. It says in Chazal, the bris and the o, and bris and peh, are like building more connected. Torah, the makabal Torah of Yichai Sinai, Teish Aksav, Teish Kal Peh, and was given a Jesus bris in the Torah. The Torah was nichraft on a bris. Just like we heard it before in the Guf, so too, it's had the highest, the level of machshava and Dibur Ha'odom, there's a bris. The bris is the, again, connection between Elyonim and Tachtonim. Why should a person, you don't want to keep Torah, don't keep Torah. What do you have to prove it from the Torah? What do you want to do with that? So if you want to make a new religion, go make a new religion. Why do you have to use the old books of Moses for? So it could be the technical reasons, because you couldn't sell it otherwise. Right? Everybody knew that. Everybody knew those questions. You didn't build it somehow on top of that, nobody would buy it. It could be. There's a deeper reason also. If a person wants to make a religion, let's say Christianity or Muslim, so go make a religion. You fed up with Yishka, you didn't get along with it. If you want to make a religion, start from scratch. Make up your own story. Okay? It's really a very big bush of religion built on anything. Make your own getchkeh, start from scratch. Make up a story, sell it to the masses. But I don't know how you make religions. I mean, one of the last things you want to do if you want to fight it is you're going to take the capitalists are going to build the new concept of capitalism based 90% on kind. That's not the way to do things. go make something new, make something out of it, something that stands on its own. And Gala Polim B'Torah, something also very Negiah B'Torah. There are people that it's not sufficient for them to be Nimshach Achra Kol Mini. They need to bring the Torah down with them. They want to speak in the Torah. The same concept that we were describing before by the Mor, by the Bris HaLavom, you know, the same concept they have here too. You can have a person who's Megal upon him, the Torah, because he doesn't accept the Chlal, that Dvar Hashem could be Nimzalot. So he's talking with him as a Tzchok. He's Megal upon him, Rakaz, the Mitzad Lutzolos. He says, you're telling me that Dvar Hashem, I mean, it's time to make it a Kushiyot, the Bible criticism, and I'll make it a literature. I'll turn it into literature. Take something cautious and make it go. Because he doesn't accept the Ikroni, the Chibur between Machshavas Hashem and Machshavas Ha'odah. Dvar Hashem and Dibur Ha'odah. The bris of the Yeshivalte is Mufka. So same as the Latzons. That's one type of Megalapa. It's a different type. The second type is the verse. Vadai, Tayyir and Shemai. Tayyir and Shemai. I also speak in it. But, their rabbi is not a rabbi. And I'm not a rabbi. I'm not a, what do you call it, black, what was it? Extremes. I'm a nice middle of the roader. I live in the real world. I'm connected with that goes around us. And I know how to bring the Torah into the world. I know how to connect up the Torah, translate, and express the Torah in terms of the new world, of what's happening, what's going on nowadays, what the newspaper says, what television. I can bring down the Torah to wherever you want. To wherever I go, I'll take the Torah. Probably worse than taking a new religion based on Torah. It's like a new Judaism based on Torah. Avraham Gamitz. Kleinsel has already, fortunately, a few hundred year history with the people who speak in the name of Torah and want to destroy Torah. Again, the Shoyer Shadova is the same. Either that a person, Ikoni, Tabashimayim, or it's not Talmud that you don't. That your Torah is going to be here, tell me what to do. You tell them often what to do, I'll tell me what to do. Yeah. Or, forget. The person accepts the Torah of the Lash. He accepts the fact that the Bani Shem gave it over into the hands of Odin. Akshavoysov, Deivoysov, Anhogas Kol Oilom, Rehak, there's that other world outside. And it doesn't stem with that. If you read Torah straight, it says that that's not good. It tells you claw that that's dirty, that's ugly, right? It's misa, it's yisur, disgusting, something that you don't want. But do what? But do what? Something to have a problem with this. Who told you have to reach safe this way? I'll show you. It says, lois exalt, to exalt, ah. That's which way you read it. Ah, he's a rabbi, I'm a rabbi. He said, read it that way, see what he does. And I'll say some kashis and talus and say, and anybody else who also wants to do what I want to do will certainly vote for me. The enemy you have a robe, be democratic. The end of the Mishnah, Alpha Vishiesh Beduya Teyo Mesente. The Nerois, that a person can live in such a sphere where on the surface, right, he's playing the game. Yesh biyodah Torah makes him crazy. Yesh biyodah. But he is so uprooted. The character that Torah and Meis Mpeiver have meaning on. He is so disconnected. The essence, the connection of the Olam HaEmes, the Olam HaZeh, of the Olam HaRuch and the Olam HaGashem, of Elokus to Odom. That his Torah and his Meis Mpeiver have leave him almost, we could say, part of the package of that was Oikahim for Oikahim. Shalulai, that he kept himself this facade of being a good Jew, he may have caught himself. He may have seen that you were both of the modus. Is that what you really are? But he has this way of thinking, he's not really a religious Jew, he's really a curse. He's really a Zoyna Achrei Lavavai Achrei Enecha. He's really into dirt. He's really into Gneva. He's really into Znus. No, I'm a mechanic. I'm a lola. I go to shul, I go to shiur. I say it's a problem. When the Torah Ma'aseh Tovim are not enrooted in the side of the connection between Elohim and Tachanun, an acceptance of a bris on all of the different levels that we talked about, of the connection between Ruchnis and Gashmi, Elohim Zer and Elohim Bo, Ma'aseh Olam and Ma'aseh Elohim, when you destroy in one way or the other that connection, then the Torah Ma'aseh Tovim are a facade. They're just a shell that's meant. Maybe, how did Kotzke everyone say, the Bnei Shalom you can't fool. People you're not allowed to fool. So the only one you're fooling is yourself, and that's pretty stupid. Who are you fooling? So the Mishnah spelled it out for us in all detail, the different levels that we spoke about. And he tells us that there can be such a person, Sha'afa Pisha Yeshbi, other type of Mason Tavi, anybody play with a blade on the board.